In 2013, nearly 250,000 children were adopted in both open adoption as well as closed adoption. Open adoption is when the birth parents, adopted parents, and the child adopted have the right to some form of association. This can range from picture and letter sharing to phone calls and visits. Closed adoption is one where no identifying information is shared between the birth family and the adopted family. There's no contact between the two. As the adoptive family, you can receive non-identifying information about the child and the birth family before he or she joins the family. These records may or may not be available to the adopted child when they reach 18. On November 4th, 2015, we sat down and interviewed Jennifer Sugg, who was born in California and now lives in Amarillo, Texas. She's the Executive Director's Assistant at Child Protective Services and has been working there for 15 years. She's been married for 19 years to Casey Sugg and has three children, Brant, who is 14, Tristan, who is 18, and Caitlin, who's 25. When Jennifer was 16 years old, she made a decision that would drastically affect the life of her and her family. In this adaptation, showing the pains as well as the gains of adoption, Kaylee will be representing the narrator, and Jessica will be portraying the voice of Jennifer Sugg.
When I was 16, something didn't feel right. I was still in high school, involved with the flag team and drum major. At flag camp, the summer before senior year, I found out I was pregnant. I knew I didn't want to have an abortion. I didn't believe in it, but I knew I couldn't raise a child. We started looking at programs and got involved with the counselor at Polk Street Methodist Church and decided that we were going to do adoption. We weren't sure about all the details between open and closed, but after praying and thinking for a couple of months, we chose open adoption. We were presented with many families with different stories and pictures. We went from 275 pictures and stories, down to 15, down to 3, and then interviewed two families. After this, we met the family that would soon adopt Caitlin Mae Nelson. We met them 3 months after my pregnancy, got to know each other, and traveled back and forth to visit. At this time, they lived in Corpus Christi. They were here during the hours that we thought Caitlin was going to be born, and finally, 14 hours later, I gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. Caitlin's father decided that he did not want to be a part of her life, so at 7 months, he signed all of the papers and turned all rights away. We did a little ceremony before leaving the hospital, and then we gave Caitlin to Judy and Kevin. It was an open adoption. We knew everything about her, and she knew everything about us. We did life books to share with her our story about growing up and my current husband and I's wedding and our children now. We would fly to Corpus Christi for her birthdays and spend time with them, normally just a couple of days or just the weekend. When she was about 17, 18, we would go during spring break because she was getting older and getting more busy, and this was when my sons had a break as well. We have a wonderful relationship. She moved to Amarillo 4 months ago and is married to Coleman Nelson and has two beautiful baby girls, Briley and Piper. I believe in kids having a forever family and a forever home, whether it's adoption or fostering, and I'm so glad that Caitlin got that. I currently work with CPS, and I get to see many experiences that come and go, and it's great when you get to see kids find their forever families.
Jennifer has worked for CPS for 15 years and has seen the difficulties between parent and child when the circumstances aren't ideal. After hearing Jennifer's story, we wanted to know if working at CPS reminds her at all of giving Caitlin up for adoption or any of her experiences.
I absolutely believe that working at CPS helps me know I made the right decision. There was a lot of situations when I see neglect and heartache, and I know that the kids didn't want that. I was 17 and young, and I was still in school. I wasn't raised with single parents, and I never wanted that for anybody else. I knew I wouldn't be able to give Caitlin what a normal mom and dad would give their kids. It was definitely a hard decision, but at that point, I couldn't think about how it was going to affect me. I had to think about how it was going to affect Caitlin and the rest of her life.
At the 7-month mark of Jennifer's pregnancy, Caitlin's father signed all rights to her away. After the birth and adoption of Caitlin, Jennifer prayed that having a child wouldn't affect her future family. 6 years after Caitlin was born, Jennifer got married to Casey Sugg and discovered he was more than willing to accept the idea of Jennifer's past.
It was our second date, and I knew I had to tell him. It wasn't like me to keep something like that from him. I knew if I wanted to pursue a relationship with Casey that he needed to know about her and know that one day we might be back together. I didn't want to throw that on him when she was 18 years old and when she was able to understand it all. I told him about Caitlin, and he was very interested. 7 months into our relationship was Caitlin's third birthday, and we planned on going down to Corpus Christi to celebrate. At that point, I invited him, he got to know her and love on her, and he's loved her like his own ever since.
Jennifer now has two sons, Tristan and Brant, who both know and have a relationship with Caitlin. We wanted to get farther into the story and dig into the relationship that the boys and Caitlin have had since the beginning.
They always knew that they had a sister. When we went for Caitlin's 8th birthday, my oldest son Tristan was old enough to fly, and he got to go and meet her. Whenever the boys would get asked in class about their brothers and sisters, they would always include Caitlin. It was a little rough on them, only because nobody ever saw her, and some kids didn't believe that they actually did have a sister. Their friends would come and play, and they would always ask where Caitlin was. At this point, they were able to show pictures and say, "Well, my mom decided to give her up for adoption, but we know her, and we know the family." When I made that decision, open adoption wasn't something that many people talked about. At that time, it was more hush-hush. You either went to a home for 9 months and had the baby, or they would send you somewhere to have the baby. Not many people shared their life experiences, but we have always shared ours.
Caitlin is now married and has two daughters, Briley, who is 3, and Piper, who is now 1. These were Jennifer's first grandchildren. Jennifer was always in contact with Caitlin and got to be there weeks after the birth of both babies. Now that Caitlin and her husband Coleman have moved to Amarillo, Jennifer finally gets to play the full-time role of Gigi. It was very clear to us that Jennifer was very passionate about loving on two sweet bundles of joy.
Being a grandma, it's fantastic. You think that you have love for your husband when you get married, and then you have kids and you think you have love. But then you get these little bitty kids, and it's just great. Briley and Piper had been here for 4 months after Caitlin got offered the assistant manager position at Buckle. Caitlin moved down to live with us for 2 months until she could find housing, and then Coleman, Briley, and Piper moved down here after that. But it definitely changes your world to have grandkids, and we definitely have a great time. There isn't one doubt in my mind, though. I wouldn't change a thing.